First of all, it depends on the kind of clients you have. Right. Right now, I only have local clients, in the sense that Nigerian clients. So if I make some projections for maybe next year and I start getting foreign clients, I start getting my revenues in foreign currency. That's very, very, right now I do well for myself.
Yeah, my name is Nii Ibelo, senior entrepreneur and business consultant. You are welcome, my guest.
Good afternoon.
And I meet you.
Okay, my name is Jesse Jue, and I'm a software engineer / part-time entrepreneur.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many years have you been in as a software entrepreneur? How many years have you been in it?
Okay, I've been a software engineer for about 7+ years, but I've only started recently doing entrepreneurship for about 2 years or so.
Okay, so what's your general knowledge and experience so far?
About entrepreneurship or software engineering?
Both. Okay. Entrepreneurship, software engineering is entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is software engineering so far, provided everything you are doing, you're on your own to make ends meet. You are not relying on you are not a salary earner.
I'm both. yes.
So you can go ahead now and define my...
Okay. So, first of all, from my understanding of entrepreneurship, you're solving a problem in an area, in a location. You offer like a service to solve a solution. So you offer a solution to solve a problem. So software engineering, I'll say that's my life. That's what I enjoy doing. To me, it's not work because I have passion for it. So it just involves building software solutions for different kinds of problems. An example would be the banking app on your phone. So that solved the problem of transferring money from one location to another and various others. So that's basically what software engineering is about, just providing software solutions. So I thought to myself, if this is what I do and I enjoy doing it, why don't I find a way to make money from it apart from my regular 9-to-5? And that's when I started offering solutions, software solutions. So people will come to me with problems and then I'll build a software solution for them. That's basically it.
Okay. So since you have been in it now, how many clients have you been able to generate?
Okay.
Yourself?
So I know I said I only recently started. So I have about 3 clients. And so they are not regular people in the sense that my clients are organizations. So I only mention, you might already know it. So one of them is an oil and gas related company. They are in that field. So the solution I provided was their web application. It was, when it was created, they were very, very old, with old software tools and all. So because they are trying to modernize, they came to me for help with that. So what I did was I revamped their platform, everything. So I brought it to the 21st century with modern tools and all. That's what I did for one. That's majorly what I do. So this is just an example I'm giving from one of my clients.
So what I say now, currently you have average of 3 clients.
Yeah.
And what is your projection going forward?
My projection.
Projection of client.
Yeah.
Sustainability.
Okay. So it depends on the path I'm trying to go on. Because I could either go big or go small, in the sense that if I go after too many clients, I might not be able to manage them all because I would have to scale up myself. But because of the level I'm operating at, I don't need so many clients right now. I just need, so it's, for me right now, it's about quality, not quantity.
Now, let me pick it from there. That quality, not quantity, from the 3 clients you have, what is the feedback? What have you been able to do for that quality, the quality you are talking about, how have you been able to maintain them, to sustain them? And all those clients, how many years have you been working for them?
Yeah, so 2 years. I've been working for them for 2 years.
Okay.
So how I remain relevant to them is what I do is basically, because it's not just about building a solution for them, I have to manage it for them as well, or train people for them to manage it. That's why, because apart from writing the software for them, right, I still need to pass it on, because I won't always be available for them. So that's another way I also generate revenue, right? Because I have sometimes monthly, or what's it called, either monthly or yearly, which I get paid for to manage these solutions for them. Either that, or I train someone, like someone in their company, to do it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, the solution you are providing, mm-hmm. is it a money application solution or transfer solution? And what is the summary of the solution you are providing for your client?
Okay, so like I said, I just gave an example earlier with your banking platform, but the solution I'm providing is not fintech related. So it's not money related, basically. So these people, like I said, one of my clients, it's an oil and gas company. They offer in petroleum services, etc., etc. So what I'm just doing is to, what's it called, modernize their any of their platforms for them. Make it very, so to beautify the user interface, in the sense that the way it was before, if you're a user, let's say you're a big client, you're like Dangote or something, you want to interact with these people, but then you go...
Is it like customer care?
Not really like... you know what a website is now? So let's assume you're trying to go there to get some information, but then you cannot really navigate your way around.
In nutshell,
yeah,
you are a website developer.
Amongst other things. Because a software engineer doesn't just do web applications. You have mobile applications as well. You have desktop applications. There's a variety of them. So I just gave web as an example. I also build mobile apps, like the one I mentioned on your phone. But I haven't started that for my clients. For now, what I'm doing is managing their web platform. That's what I'm doing for now.
Okay. Nice one, Mr.
Jesse. Yes.
Now, when you talk about the work and the activities of your work, vice versa, the sustainability of it, the revenue, the income. Is it the income you get from the services, is it satisfactory to you as an entrepreneur?
Mm. Yeah, I would say it is, because it depends, first of all, it depends on the kind of client you have. Right now, I only have local clients, in the sense that Nigerian clients. So if I make some projections for maybe next year and I start getting foreign clients, I start getting my revenues in foreign currency. That's very, very... Right now, I do well for myself, right? Like I mentioned, these clients are oil and gas. So for one of the services I provided, I don't know if I'm allowed to disclose here. So from one of the pays I got from that job, that was about 2 point something. Just one time, apart from the fee for continuous management. So just from the development alone, I got that. So I would say it's quite sustainable. And that's just from one client. So imagine having, what's it called, a bunch of water. So I'd rather that than get, like I mentioned, quality over quantity.
Good. Now, as it is now, going forward, how do you intend to get more people to work for you, either as a staff or as business partner?
Okay. I mean, that's not...
How do you... So that, because growth in business really matters.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, okay, you need to get yourself rooted before you want to say, okay, now. So as it is now, okay, let me put it in this way to simplify my question. So as it is now, you are still the only one in your company. You don't have any staff.
I have just one person, just one. So he's a freelancer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not always available. That's why he's a freelancer. He's not full time.
So as soon as you need him.
Exactly.
So what is your projection to, you know, the economy that we have in Nigeria now, with your experience and every other thing, we need to look in. That's why I got a projection. So, what's your projection improving more on your client and leverage on it to get people that way
Yeah.
beyond that you either as a staff, collaboration with people, your people of like minds, like you, either as a software engineer, another business that you do as an entrepreneur.
Okay, so I would say, I mentioned currently I only have 3 clients, right? So I still plan to scale up, but doing that, I will not be able to handle it myself, obviously. So my plan is to get 1 person per client. So I will have people that will manage these clients for me, while I will just oversee operations, because I won't just be doing operations myself. I plan to scale up. I need to also, what is it called, go out there, get these clients I'm looking for, do some marketing and all that, some personal sales, sell myself, basically. But while I'm doing that, I cannot be carrying out the work myself. So definitely I will need people for that. So I actually planned on getting somebody, not really full-time, but towards the, now we're in the second half of the year. But yeah, so I plan on starting with 1 person at least to start managing 2 of these clients. So that's in the sense that if there's any feedback from them, they need any change or whatever, I won't do it myself. The person will just be the one liaising with them, and that's all. So gradually I'll start with him or whoever it will be this year, and then next year take it off from there.
All right. It's an insight.
Okay.
The insight I will push to you is, as an entrepreneur, that what you call diversification, well rooted. So if you are rooted in this now, or if you can combine, if you talk about diversification, you look at it, they say people that are multitasking. Even that multitasking, diversification comes from multitasking. If you can multitask, some people can multitask, you can easily diversify. So how prepared are you to be able to multitask? And when you are rooted in multitasking, how will you be able to diversify? Because as an entrepreneur, one source of income cannot sustain. That's why we have in Nigeria, we don't have any, it's not only, we have so many ministries. Needs of petrol, needs of
petrol. That's why I'm still on my 9-to-5.
You know, when the president that is here came, he introduced more other ministries, divided some other ministries, so that there is multitasking and diversification, so that people can be focused on specialization. So how are you learning?
So the first step I would say would be to leave my 9-to-5, because if I plan on diversifying, it means I need to find a way to create more time for myself. You can't be on a 9-to-5 and be doing this at the same time. There's a limit to it. So in order for me to diversify, I need to what's it called, leave the 9-to-5 first. That's the first thing I need to do. And also I need to have other products, like you said, not just this. I mean, there are other things in the pipeline for sure. There are some other ideas I have, but for now I'm starting with this, right? This is offering, what's it called, a service. Later on down the line, there's another platform I plan to build for myself. So it's basically going to be like what's it called, a marketplace, but for services. And they said, okay, I will not disclose too much, but yeah, definitely the first thing I need to do is to drop the 9-to-5 first, so I can create more time for myself. Because if you don't have enough time on your hands, there's no way you can diversify. You just stretch yourself too thin until you break. So that's the first thing that needs to be done.
To cap it all with you, I can let diversification, 9-to-5, good. But the multitasking, you are already multitasking. Because if you are working, if you are doing 9-to-5 somewhere, and you are in between, you are see entrepreneuring. So that's fantastic. So
yeah,
there is 100%, 60% possibility.
Mm.
When that time comes, we'll be able to diversify.
Thank you.